I'm so grateful for how Christian Science teaches us to relearn who we are in the right way, in the way that God sees us. It becomes quite clear that all of us, whatever our bad experiences have been and are, have largely shaped the way we think about ourselves. Sometimes it's because of how we were taught, the instructions we got, how we were treated, how we were brought up even, the beliefs then. If we never understood that being a true child of God means that we have all, that we don't lack anything, that we do not have to accept the wrong thoughts that come. Most of us have lived with these wrong beliefs, and we have suffered from the effects of them. And what alarms me most is that we have also often prayed amiss because of not knowing who we are. In a beautiful article by Samuel Greenwood, written in 1906, How to Pray in Christian Science, he makes a very significant point that believing that God's man is anything less than spiritual and perfect would disqualify one from praying understandingly. This is very, it impressed me so, because he's saying that our scientific prayer should have its foundation on our perfect birthright, and not because we want to heal something, but because we want to see our true likeness as that perfect child of God. That when we pray this way, we are in accord with the children of God. I remember the lessons here by Mrs. Evans. She did speak to the fact that no one is second class. And this article also says that we really don't accept what we are. We cannot think of ourselves as beggars or outcasts, but we must know that we are all God's children, that He is giving us all the good that He has. And we should not let past experiences, you know, even whatever we were impressed with when we were growing up, rob us of our birthright to make us bow down to evil suggestions of any kind, be it material medical verdicts, you know, diseases, fears, hereditary concept, none of that, if we know that we are indeed God's children. I'm so grateful for Christian Science in lovingly teaching all of us with the power of truth to realize who we are and why we should go to God, our Father, with the right sense of the love that He is, and expect to be shown who we have always been. I'm eternally grateful for this realization because it has changed my life. And without this, even our prayers go unanswered, leaving us always wondering why. Thank God. Thank Christ Jesus, Mary Baker Eddy, and the wonderful saving revelation of Christian Science. For all the testimonies, the music, and for the whole atmosphere of the service. Happy to be here tonight.